Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Jacob Olador is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. He is the Chief Research Officer and Director of American Security at the America First Policy Institute. He'll have the latest on Iran. We're going to talk about that a little bit here. Also with our next guest, Josh Hammer, back with us, Newsweek Senior Editor-at-Large. He hosts the Josh Hammer Show. You hear it Saturdays at 1 p.m. on 97.1 FM Talk. Josh, good Monday afternoon to you. How are you?
Mark, I'm doing great, my friend. How are you doing?
Good. Our main debate here has been on the World Cup halftime show. Did you see it, and would you like to weigh in?
You know, I watched the whole game, but I actually went for a little walk during halftime, to be honest with you. So I caught very, very little of it, so I feel ill-equipped to weigh in. I do
Fair
feel
enough.
Well-equipped to weigh in on the fact that Spain just totally kicked Argentina's butt, much to my chagrin, unfortunately.
Yeah, they dominated Argentina. There's no doubt about that. All right, so let me start with Mayor Mamdani in New York City here, because he wants to talk about arresting Bibi if Bibi comes to New York City.
I believe that Prime Minister Netanyahu belongs in The Hague. He's a war criminal who has been charged by the International Criminal Court. And what you will find is that is an opinion that is held by many purely because of what his actions have wrought over these last many years. I've also said that I will follow the laws that we have here in New York City because I believe that there's an importance in following the law as a leader who presides over our city. Whatever the law allows me to do in New York City, that's what we will do, but we won't be writing our own laws to that end.
All right, Josh, I'm a little confused by that only because he's saying that Bibi is a criminal. My impression, based on his visit last week at Rikers Island with, you know, inmates, that he liked criminals, that he likes to cozy up to criminals. So maybe some mixed messaging there from Mayor Mamdani, but what do you think of all that?
Well, it's hard to know where to begin with this one, Mark. First of all, the United States has not authorized the Rome Statute, which is the treaty that the rest of the world, or not the rest of the world, but a lot of other countries have signed, to bring the ICC into their jurisdiction. So both the United States and Israel, for that matter, neither country has signed the Rome Statute. So the ICC has no jurisdiction whatsoever here on American soil. The ICC is a total kangaroo court unto itself. I actually brought on Eugene Kontorovich, a great international legal expert, on my show, Josh Hammer Show, last week to talk about it. Marco Rubio last week declared war on the ICC, said the United States will work with like-minded countries to dismantle it because it is a rogues gallery court. It is a court that ironically, contrary to its name, does the bidding of the world's tyrants. They have never sought out to arrest people like Vladimir Putin or Kim Jong-un. Rather, they just try to arrest people like Bibi Netanyahu. Now, on the actual law itself, The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Mike Waltz, had a really helpful post over the weekend on X laying out all the reasons why this never in a million years will possibly succeed. First of all, Congress has passed a law that says that there is blanket immunity for those who travel to New York City for purposes of going to the United Nations, which by the way, means that even if there's an actual international terrorist, even someone like Bashar al-Assad, for instance, if he were to come here to New York City trying to go to the United Nations, we actually could not arrest him. So the same standard surely would apply in this case to a rogues gallery court trying to arrest Netanyahu. The most obvious thing, though, is that whatever Mamdani wishes to be the case doesn't really matter because, dude, you're the mayor of a city, and it happens yeah. to be like a large city, but you don't get to weigh in or to act on foreign policy geopolitical questions. That is the terrain of Congress and the federal government. But ultimately, none of this, Mark, as you know, is actually about the law. It's all about a stunt. This is a stunt. It is a pure PR stunt move by Zohar Mamdani, just trying to burnish his anti-Israel, anti-Bibi credentials before his DSA base. Mamdani's having a moment. He's now the kingmaker in the
yep,
DSA. You could argue he's the kingmaker in the whole Democratic Party, which frankly says a lot as to where they're at these days. So he's just trying to burnish his credentials, and ultimately this is really about nothing more than that, I would say.
Some people are, you know, by the way, on the DSA stuff, you know, we have our own candidate here in Cori Bush who's trying to weasel her way back into Congress, and you have to wonder if she might not be able to do that just based on what's happened in New York and some of these other states. Even Van Jones on CNN says,
I'm tired of people on the very far left in the Democratic Party, my party, telling us that in order for progressives, we now have to believe ideas and support ideas that are completely nuts. These are terrible ideas. These are awful ideas. Where did these ideas even come from?
So Van Jones knows they're terrible ideas, but they seem to be latching on with some of the voters out there who are choosing these DSA candidates. And I know that you wrote a column, you know, just about economics, and you worry about these younger people in what they think might be their future and why they are latching on to some of this stuff successfully when you got Bernie out there and AOC spreading the Communist Manifesto.
You know, socialism, Mark, is the deadliest ideology in the history of the human species. Like literally bar none. The estimated death toll for socialism / communism is estimated to be 100 million, potentially even or more. Most of that happening in the Soviet Union and really above all, ultimately in Mao's China, just over the course of the last century. It's really scary to see this sort of stuff making a comeback. This is not just college kids who have smoked a little too much pot and are riffing at 3 a.m. over the guitar and saying, oh, socialism, man, let's just share the wealth. No, this is worse than that. This is the mayor of the nation's largest city, among others, who are pushing this thing into the mainstream. And, you know, don't just take it from me. I thought Bill Maher gave a fascinating interview with Jonathan Carl yesterday on ABC's This Week program, where he basically said, look, people are saying that this is not communism, it's quote-unquote just socialism, but he says, don't tell me that I can't see with my eyes. I mean, when you have people like Mamdani quoting the Communist Manifesto, this is scary stuff, and it's ultimately not just a nice policy disagreement about economic policy. We're talking here about totalitarianism and the various means that could be used to implement that. But that's where the party's at. I mean, the polling says that's where they're at. The recent Pew Gallup polling that I've seen on this shows that socialism has a much higher approval rating currently within the Democratic Party than capitalism. It's not even particularly close, by the way. So listen, you have Ken Martin, who's the DNC chair. You have Hakeem Jeffries, Chuck Schumer, the whatever remains of the Democrat establishment, I guess some of them are trying to push back against this. Van Jones is now the establishment, I guess.
James, I know, that's shocking.
Right. But, I mean, whatever remains of the establishment, they're pushing back against this. But it's not going to work because the young people are on the side of socialism and all the momentum is on their side as well. So I hate to say it because I rather America's left the center party not be totally off the walls, back crap crazy. But I do predict that the Democrats will be a broadly socialist party potentially as soon as the turn of this decade, 2030. But at least
it's happening.
15 years.
Yeah, it is rolling for sure. Josh Hamber with us, Newsweek senior editor at large. What did you think of the president's nationwide address last week? I mean, as I headed into Friday, did my Friday show and spent the weekend, I don't hear anyone really talking about that. Even a lot of the pundits online, I was a little confused by it. But what was your thought? I mean, look, if there's election, you know, malfeasance going on, we should root that out. But relitigating the 2020 election is not something I think the American people, nor am I, interested in.
So I thought it was fascinating that Donald Trump did not actually literally talk about the 2020 election. In mild fairness, he talked a lot about how the Chinese have gotten our voter data. He didn't actually do the whole, like, oh, overnight 4 a.m. ballot drop in Michigan. There was, I thought there might have been some of that. There actually wasn't any of that in his defense.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Defense. There was some important stuff in the speech. I think the fact that between 200,000 and 300,000 illegal aliens are currently on voter rolls, I thought that that was definitely a bit of an eye opener, and I did not realize that it was quite that,
it's a big number.
That high.
Yeah.
It's a massive number. I think that the speech, Mark, can easily be understood as a Hail Mary play when it comes to trying to get the Save America Act passed. That's what this was. This is a speech that was gearing up for the admittedly somewhat terse conclusion, which was a strong push to get the Save America Act passed. And it shows you that Trump is actually really serious about this. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but this is not just an idle-brained tweet or a true social post. He's actually really serious about this bill getting passed. Look, rightly or wrongly, your mileage may vary. Donald Trump is without question convinced that there is rampant voter fraud in this country and that he was denied the 2020 election, which was rightfully his. And again, you can love that, you can hate that, but he is absolutely convinced of it. And I think that some of what was unveiled supports that thesis. What I will say, though, Mark, is I was hoping that he might use this address to actually talk a little bit more about the Iran war, to
yeah,
be honest
me
with
too.
You, because
yeah.
I've been saying for months on my show that this is overdue. We are overdue to hear from the commander-in-chief what exactly are we doing, what exactly are the war aims, and how can we discern that our job is done here and that we can declare victory and get out.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more on that. I'm going to talk a little bit more with Jacob Oledort on that in just a couple of minutes. But Josh, thank you so much. Did you, by the way, just a curious question. I'm just kind of taking the temperature in case people have seen it. Did you go to see The Odyssey, and are you if you didn't?
I have not, but it's funny, Mark. I actually was asked my wife about an hour ago if we can get a babysitter tomorrow night for a date night to go see it. I'm a huge Christopher Nolan fan, and I want to see this movie for myself. I've heard a lot of mixed thoughts, but I look forward to seeing it.
Yeah, that's where I am too. So, I want to see it in 70mm. So I'm going to do that. And I missed the screening last week. Josh, always great. The Josh Hammer Show, 1 p.m. Saturday afternoon. It's 97.1 FM Talk. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Take care, Mark.
All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. Maintain X was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With Maintain X, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office
knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.